Call the meeting to order. Okay, that concludes our public hearings for the evening. Moving on to other business. Our first item of other business is Sea Colony West Revised Amenities Plan.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the revised site plan for Sea Colony West with final site plan approval, subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Hey, I'll second it.
Screw the detail.
Don't worry about the details.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised amenities plan for Sea Colony West with the final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all the permits. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Good job, Mr. Great job. Our next item is Angola Beach and Estates Revised Site Plan. Go.
Really?
Yeah, go.
I'm not going to shut off.
This is a revised site plan to... Oh, you just could...
Go? Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the Angola Beach and Estates Revised Site Plan with final site plan approval, subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised site plan for Angola Beach and Estates with the final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all the permits. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Mr. Reilly, just one thing, so people come back and listen to this, and so it's in the minutes. Let the minutes reflect that that's based on the report that's in the record already for those.
Okay.
Which is fine, but just so we can...
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
We're all good.
Thank you. Referring back to our public hearings, our first public hearing was subdivision 2019-10, lands of Timmons, Ralph A. Timmons, Jr.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2019-10, lands of Ralph A. Timmons, Jr. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is, next public hearing was change of zone number 1885 DWB LLC.
Mr. Chair, make a recommendation to defer action.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1885 DWB LLC. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next hearing was subdivision 2018-34. Keystone Bay, Baywood LLC, and Sussex Realty Company.
So just before we act, unless there was some conversation, but what is the actual document that we're waiting for from Delta? Just so we say what it is.
We are awaiting the final, the Delta response to the TIS.
Okay.
In that, does Delta, that will say, that will they, we will give the, you need to do this and it needs to be done by this time, and that, or is it just going to be this intersection is screwy and something's going to have to be done?
So it will state that there, I think they stated six intersections are deficient and these are the projects we are recommending, and then they will negotiate with the property owner as to exactly what they're going to do. Now, the 11-foot travel lanes and shoulders on Banks and Green will occur. It's whether, because they were talking about a roundabout instead of a light at one intersection,
right.
Their contribution to a potential, if there is a light needed at Banks in Route 24, what their contribution would be in other improvements, because they mentioned a lot of other improvements, and what exactly those will be.
Right.
Just one quick question, because I know we don't want to get out of here, but back on the whole density. And traffic lights and stuff. I'm sure it isn't, but is it somewhat as simple as them saying, hey, only when you get whatever five more thousand whatever they call them people stopping at that stop sign, will we then consider putting a traffic light in?
So Delta has what they call warrants that will trigger the installation of a traffic light, and Mr. Brockenbrough said he's not sure if it's already now or at some point in the future is going to warrant the installation of a traffic light, because they just, based on their information, they have to install it based on numbers, because a lot of people just go, well, I want a traffic light, but the numbers aren't there to require the traffic light. So it would be installed when the numbers warrant it, which is determined by DLDOT.
So the sooner they can get the numbers up, the sooner they're going to get their traffic light.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose.
Yes. That's
the thing that I don't think people understand, it's like, you know, I'd like to have a traffic light at the end of my lane at Peaceful Acres over in Bridgeville. But I got to get a few more people living back there.
It wouldn't be so peaceful then. But at the same time, like last week when we talked about another development, it was you can only put this much in place before the road's done, and that was whether DelDOT was doing whatever, you know, it wasn't. DelDOT says they're going to do such and such, but we said, okay, that's fine, great. Don't do anything here until that's, you can only do this much until that is done.
Right, so, and as part of the phasing, right. DelDOT will say, okay, well, because they were showing a roundabout on Green Road, they're going to go, okay, well, the 12-foot lanes and shoulders on Banks Lane has to be done at this building permit. The realignment of Green Road has to be done at this time. The entrances have to be put in at this time. We want this contribution at this time. They will. It'll be triggered based on the number of permits, which is typically tied to the phasing.
That's why I asked that question, because it would be really nice knowing what their intention is with 100 units every 12 months, that they make them continue on with the improvements so that the roadway then will be ahead of the anticipated traffic. And by that, when they say 100 units a year, so if they do 50 units, if they only sell 50 the first year, they only build 50.
100 permits a year. 100. They can take 3 years to build them before right. they pull another 100. That's why I asked if it was an 8-year.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, I think, and it's a 12-month rolling period, too. It's not 8 a year, it's 100, it's not 100 a year, it's 100 in any 12-month period, so it's going to be rolling. That's a pretty torrid clip, don't you think, Bruce?
Yeah, that's why I asked
I don't see, I think 50 to 75 would be
Mr. Fuquay said it
realistic.
Could be still being built up to 2030.
DelDOT
figured that the build-out would be
that long. And honestly, they might be closer to right on that, because I just don't see how you can, any single development's going to go at that clip.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I mean, physically it's hard to do. So, anyway.
We got some large ones close.
Really?
Yes.
We have some that have done that many a year.
Have you seen the end of my road?
Governors, Americana Bayside, Coastal Club, probably within that revolving 12-month, get close.
Yeah, are they? Okay.
Yeah, but they also have multiple builders in there. It's not one builder.
Yeah.
One of the things we're doing along those lines too, because it's related to this, I forwarded it to you all, is still in the early stages. We're reworking that MOU with DelDOT so that the county is more, at least this is what we're hoping, is more of a participant, or at least aware of, at a minimum, the negotiations that occur with DelDOT after we give preliminary site plan approval, so that we don't get stuck thinking something's going to happen,
and then
it doesn't happen. Yeah, we're going to bring that back to you all. It's, you know, to give you a perfect example, DelDOT's had that for a while, and we haven't heard a peep from them. You know, I mean, we had a kickoff meeting when back in
May.
March or April. I even sent some information to them. Can you please help us draft this? I have some questions on it. Crickets, nothing. You know, we met with them. They're all gung ho, but. You know, at the same time, getting something accomplished, even just on that level, has been difficult. And I'm not saying that as a criticism. That's just a statement of fact.
DelDOT's got a tough job. I mean, really, seriously. We talked about the bypass at Millsboro, and how, you know, do you know how hard it is to get through Millsboro? Well, yes, we do. Do you know they tried to put a bypass in and. How many people said, don't you ever do that again?
Everybody fought it.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's not just the money on that one. It's not just the money. Yeah. The money's the thing, but the community didn't want it.
Not my yard.
They want it, but they want it to be like in the sky or
somebody
something.
Somebody else. Right?
Totally the idea. George Jetson
sky model. Right.
They're fully vested.
I'll tell you something.
So, but the reason I asked the question about the fire and stuff is because 600 units is a lot. And that is an area that already has, you know, issues with police and with fire and with. And I didn't know if that was something we could even, I didn't bring it up just because the fire station is right there, but
We do reach out to them. They are part of TAC and part of our approval review process, so they've been sent the copy.
Do they know that they can say, yeah, we probably should, do they know they can ask for stuff?
They are aware they can comment on the application.
Most of them don't.
We've had them do it.
Yeah, we've had a few every once in a while.
Because years ago, they'd want substations and stuff. You know.
Do you? I'm sure you run all kinds of statistics, numbers, or whatever you want to call it, for availability. You know, when they're called, are they able to make it, or does another fire company have to come? Like that.
The planning office doesn't. I believe the EOC and the paramedics probably have that information.
It would just be interesting to know. And 98% of the time they're able to get to the problem without having to call one of them in.
That might be something we need to start working on too. Just, you know, thinking about these things, because they're right. I mean, volunteerism's down, and, you know.
It would be nice to have some data.
It would be nice to have some data.
It really would be. Than just the anecdotal, you know, because I think we all get the sense that at least some of what folks are saying got one right.
Right.
You
know? Yeah.
But we need some data. The other thing I'm still waiting for is that residential real estate expert to show up and tell us that whatever happens is going to devalue the real estate around it, because in the time I've been here, I've never seen that happen. Usually things just keep going up.
You hear it. We've heard it in commercial ones, you know, some big ones and that, but the comments we get like this, and you can't rely on it.
I
didn't think it was that negative tonight. I thought that, you know, it's just, everybody's just, the attitude was, you know, Tunnels do a great job. Is there any way we can get a traffic light and open 24 up?
I think the consensus was too, it was just too many. I don't have a problem with them doing something, but...
I think it's clear that the folks are concerned about the size of it. And the thing is that it's not going to be 650 homes tomorrow. It's going to take 7 or 8 years, and it's going to occur somewhere. And the thing is, we all know this is not the last application we're going to get. You know, there'll be a stream. We've got another 600 unit one coming up. In 2 weeks.
Yeah. No, it actually got pushed back to November.
Oh, really?
They requested November. It's early November. It's not the week before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Okay. Well, in regard to subdivision 2018-.
Oh, okay. Can I make a suggestion though? Because it's a little bit different on how we've worded it in the past.
Go ahead and read it.
Well, I'm not gonna, just, I was going to say, let's make it, because we always wonder, is it business days or is it calendar days? So, and I would say 15 business days from the announcement of receipt of the DelDOT final report.
Mr. Chairman, I move we defer, leaving the record open, waiting for DelDOT's TSI report, and 15 business days for public review after notification of receipt of
DelDOT's report. And they can comment by...
In writing. Second motion.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2018-34, Keystone Baywood LLC and Sussex Realty Company, leaving the record open to receive the DelDOT comments on the TIS and to allow 15 business days after receipt of the TIS comments for public input in writing.
After announcement of receipt. That way we'll have a hard date
regarding the TIS information.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our business for the evening. Does anyone have anything to add for the good of the order?
Make a motion we adjourn.
Is there a second? Adjourn. Peace and harmony prevail.